What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, August 19th, 2021. And I am recording this just prior here in about less than a half hour-ish here from K-State Women's Soccer kicking off their 2021-22 campaign against Weber State here at Boozer Family Park. So definitely an exciting night for K-State soccer as they hope to start off their season with a W. Of course, we'll have the full recap right here on the Purple Project Podcast on tomorrow's daily as well. So K-State's kicking off, soccer kicking off this week, and they'll be back at it again on Sunday. Of course, that reminder is on the recent edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition that will come out tomorrow night, or actually tomorrow night sometime, early evening, late afternoon ish as well. Episode 60 of the Purple Project Podcast daily will be coming as well. Busy scheduled for the podcast as well. Speaking of which, real quick here, turn our attention to women's basketball as K-State's opponent for the SEC Big 12 Challenge was announced yesterday, which is going to be South Carolina. Of course, the men basketball team, they're going to be playing Ole Miss. Unfortunately, they're not going to play South Carolina because that is, of course, former K-State coach Frank Martin. They're going to be playing Ole Miss. Men, women are going to be taking on South Carolina. Oh my goodness. South Carolina basketball obviously has been very, very talented for like forever. So K-State is going to have their hands full. The 2021 K-State Women's Basketball non-conference schedule has been finalized as the Wildcats will be on the road in South Carolina. This game will be Friday, December 3rd for the 2021 Big 12 SEC Challenge. That's going to be a big mouthful there. Jeff Mitty's going to have his hands full. Already the month of December, that's going to include a three-game road trip. And this will kick that off December 3rd with the Big 12 SEC Challenge. K-State, South Carolina, the series, all-time series between these two clubs, K-State Nation, even at two games apiece. The Gamecocks finished last year with a 26-5 overall record and a 14-2 mark in SEC play. I told you guys that South Carolina has been the mark, at least for the women's side, have been the mark of basketball. Them, Baylor, UConn, and at least a couple more others, in basketball women's play. South Carolina reached the Final Four last year before falling to the eventual national champion Stanford 66-65. That incredible back and forth matchup there a few months ago, obviously. South Carolina, of course, led by head coach Dawn Steele, and this is a coach that recently just led the U.S. women's national team to a gold medal just a few weeks ago. So you already got your hands full already, and not only that, you're going up against one of the more talented coaches in our land in Dawn Steele. Whew, they're going to have their hands full, but obviously when you have Ioka Lee, you got the 2022 All-American candidate right there, Rachel Ranke, back for another year. And also, we've talked about some of these newcomers here sparingly on the Purple Project Podcast, dude, like a Rebecca Dollinger, a Braylee Glenn from Kansas City, Missouri. Of course, Dollinger from Australia, Sydney, Australia to be exact. Glenn from Kansas City, Maylene Lynn Peterson from Denmark, and you have Serena Sundell from Maryville, Missouri, as well. So there's a lot going on there as well. So a combination for K-State roster of youth and experience as well. They're going to need all that if they're going to take down mighty South Carolina December 3rd. That's a few months down the road, but big time matchup there for K-State women. So if you're interested in finding more of the schedule or wanting tickets, But that game though against South Carolina is going to be an away game as well. So definitely for more information, check out the website for more information now, as tickets are on sale right now. You also check out the website www.kstatesports.com/tickets for more information as well. So yeah, K-State going to be taking on mighty SEC, talented SEC foe South Carolina, led by head coach Dawn Staley over there, and the recent gold medal head coach over there, December 3rd, on the road. That's a tall task there for K-State, but we'll see what happens there. In that front, but that is a few months down the road. So tonight, obviously, minutes away from K-State soccer taking on Weber State. So a big night. We'll see if K-State can come out of that match victorious there. We'll have all the recap coverage on tomorrow's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. That's going to do it for me for now. Eddie Greer signing out for the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! We'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.